Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 9.05 on the clock. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good start to your day out there, everybody. We got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all coming up for you. We're going to kick things off getting into some entertainment news. And a sentence that I genuinely, when I started in radio and classic rock, Melissa, I never thought this day would come. I never thought I would say a sentence like this in radio.
Okay.
AC/DC is releasing a children's alphabet book.
What?
Yeah, I've literally done it. I've done it all. I've covered everything. This is my last segment in radio. I'm done. This is it. I mean, what else is there to cover? This is it. This is the last. This is the last of it all. I've had a good run. Thank you, everybody. Who better to teach
AC/DC.
Your Who better to teach your kids how to read than AC/DC? Right? I mean, come on.
You know, Morgan Freeman and his books. I suppose AC/DC had to get in on it.
And, you know, I guess you could throw that in there. LeVar Burton and Reading Rainbow, I suppose, were pretty good at it. But come on, Bon Scott really should have been doing this the whole time. The spirit of Bon Scott. There is a book coming out next month called The AC/DC ABCD High Voltage Alphabet. This is not, you're not going to find this article on theonion.com. This is a real story.
No, this is great. I love it.
It includes passages like, A is for Angus, who thinks it's good luck to wear a school uniform and walk like a duck.
Nice.
I can't do a good AC/DC impression.
That wasn't bad, though. Better than I could do.
The book feels like it's more for adult collectors than actual kids, but references to Hell's Bells and other kid-unfriendly AC/DC songs. like for the entry for Jay reads for Jay is for jail with no liberty. and it goes on after that. This is I want to know how many of these they sell. I really do.
Yeah, probably a lot.
They probably will. I mean, this could end up being on the New York Times bestsellers list for children's authors and everything, and have not one kid ever hear it.
That's not true.
I imagine that, especially like, hey, I had my kid listening to like little bits of like Korn and things like that growing up. My children listened to plenty of music that wasn't necessarily kid friendly. I'll be honest about that. But they didn't know what they were hearing, pretty much. They didn't even know what they were listening to for the most part. You take your most diehard AC/DC fan in the world. That person may not have children. They're probably going to read this to them, you know. So there is that part. But I think this is probably more of those ones where it's like, it's geared towards adults buying it, even if it is a kid themed kind of thing.
Think of all the uncles that are going to buy it for their nieces and nephews.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
You know that's going to happen.
I just, while you were saying that, I was pre-ordering one for my nephews and nieces and everything. Or my nephews, really. I don't have any nieces. I didn't think about that. I have no nieces. I just have nephews. But being an aunt or an uncle is one of the funnest things in the world.
Yes.
And part of it is being able to do things like this.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is such a joy and such a love of being an uncle. And I imagine being an aunt that, you know, this is our wheelhouse. This is what we get to do, things like this.
And I have to embrace it and take, you know, full advantage of it because I'm never going to be a grandma. I got to be the best auntie out there.
Right on, yeah. This is an interesting one, too. Earlier this year, Stephen Colbert announced that he was hosting a celebrity pickleball tournament called Pickled. and now we know who is playing. There will be 16 competitors, and the biggest names include Will Ferrell, Emma Watson, Louis Guzman, Daniel Day Kim, Sugar Ray Leonard, Kelly Rowland, Aisha Tyler, Dierks Bentley, and Tig Notaro. The rest of the lineup includes Jimmy Allen, comedian Paul Scheer, Max Greenfield, Jamie Kamel, and just a couple of other names to round things out. The two-hour show will air November 17th on CBS.
Cool.
I've been, you know, this actually started with our own mayor, Shane Blazer, kind of joking about pickleball and talking about, you know, enjoying it, because it was right when the pickleball tournament, I believe when they were first being put up here in town in Rapids.
Okay.
And got talking about it, and the longstanding joke we have is the mayor, Chuck, and I are going to form a pickleball team.
Nice.
Chuck, our engineer, our GM mm-hmm. here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I got to tell you, the more and more I hear about pickleball, the more I want to give it a shot.
It's fun. I did get to play a little bit with my brother and my nephew, actually, and my brother's wife, my sister-in-law. And it's a fun game. It's, I don't know, it's a cross between tennis and ping pong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I was naturally good at tennis. I didn't play it growing up at all. And then when I fractured and tore my ACL and MCL and I fractured my ankle, they told me that would be a really good physical therapy is playing tennis. Mm-hmm. And I just fell for it. I just really enjoyed it. And I started watching tennis quite a bit. I'm a big homer when it comes to American tennis players. And that. I look at pickleball and I see a sport that if you enjoy tennis, I feel like, oh, I could do that. I could be good at that. I could have fun with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I haven't played it yet, how much they're similar and all that. But
chances are you'll be okay.
I feel like with my wingspan, that mm-hmm. alone is going to help me be, if not good at the sport, at least be able to hold my own. Mm-hmm. I do have quite the wingspan.
You just have to get used to having a smaller racket.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that can be one of the things. You know, you got to really make sure you're hanging on to that thing, because they can go flying if you're not used to the lighter racket. I mean, they did for me in tennis, let alone. So I imagine it. You know, maybe have to put even more focus on that. But it's one of those things. You had to learn how to hold a bat before you started swinging it in baseball. You know,
that's
anything
true.
Else. So it takes time. Mm-hmm. On a related note, Tom Brady has joined the growing number of pro athletes buying professional pickleball teams.
There's professional pickleball teams?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is. I think it's on, like, it's even on, like, ESPN 29 or something like that. They got, like, 100 ESPN channels now. I think it's on one of those.
Oh, good.
But this is, it's growing more and more in popularity, because people want a sport they can play into, like, late into life. And you know, bowling and certain sports like that are certainly popular, but they've been around a long time. Some people are looking for different ways to stay active, and this seems to be like one of the bigger ones, especially for 50-plus people.
Mm-hmm. But I know young people really enjoy it, too.
Yeah,
A while back when I was living in Tolma, I know that the teachers, there was a bunch of them that joined the pickleball teams, because it's a great sport. If there's indoor courts, you know, it's something you can play year-round.
Mm-hmm. You know, Melissa, I wanted to take a minute to kind of talk about two separate shows and use those as segues into some local entertainment. We've gotten some great feedback. I hope that you've heard some of it, Melissa, about the show that you and Beth have been working on, The Kitchen's Open. Been hearing really good things about it. People love the segment. People really enjoy us putting some time aside to talk food, you know.
Awesome.
And one way or another, there's not a whole lot out there, especially in radio, of that. And mm-hmm. and so that's a market, that's something, that's a niche that we want to hit on. And certainly being able to have two very talented and insightful and informative people like you and Beth doing it is a great thing. It's been fun.
Mm. And I have to tell you, I have brought onto the team, at least kind of ancillary, a food expert.
Ooh, very cool.
I have a cousin who has a food science degree, and she is going to be our resident expert when we need one to call in and get the details on stuff.
I like that. Oh, that's a really cool idea. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Now that does hurt a little bit though, because you know, the show is what you get on Mondays is the fun size version, the mini version, if you will, of the show. The show will be an hour show, correct?
Yes, I believe so. That's the plan.
And you know, with that, I was kind of hoping that you'd be able to put a minute or two aside so I could do my featured bacon double cheeseburger of the week. we'll see if we can work that in. We'll see.
We'll work on it, James. We'll take that under advisement.
Don't hold your breath, everybody. with that, we've also I've kind of been mentioning that there's a show that I've been wanting to do for literally my whole time here at WFHR, a show that focuses on local entertainment, whether that's theater there, or, you know, our local musicians and bringing them on. Also authors, photographers. I mean, we've got so many great artists in this community. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell everybody, I thought I had a name for the show, but I think we might have changed the name before we've even had our first episode. Because I wanted to call it Unlabeled, in part because I like the name. I think it's catchy. And I also think that it fits the show, because mm-hmm. one week we may be talking to a musician. The next week we're talking to a photographer. I want it to be very flexible in that mm-hmm. regard. I want to give our local arts another opportunity to get on these airwaves. But other day I was talking about the show and I was saying how it differs from, you know, when we ramble about acting or arts on the morning show. It's like, mm-hmm. well, it's kind of the director's cut of that.
Ooh.
And I really like that name. I really like director's cut. I really do.
I like it too.
So find out with us what name it'll have. But that show is being worked on behind the scenes, and it is something that'll be coming. And I use this as an opportunity to let our local artists out there reach out to me, 424-2600, or you can go ahead and email me. That's probably the better way of doing this, james@wfhr.com. We want to hear from you, and maybe we'll be able to get you on the show, whatever the name it goes by. Part of the reason that show has not gotten made yet is because it's something I want to do with Seth. I want him and I to really be, you know, both double duty on that one. Both of us. Mm-hmm. It's not my show. It's not his. It's something that we do together.
He's been a little busy lately.
Yeah, yeah. And he's going to be busy for the next couple of days because The Odd Couple, WRCT's newest show to kick off their main stage 22-23 season, is on. And it is back for their second half of their run. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, they're going to have shows at 7. On Saturday, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be sure to catch The Odd Couple, one of Neil Simon's, if not Neil Simon's, greatest play. It's certainly his most popular play, his most the funniest play he's done. Gretchen Powers directed this one, and a shout out to Gretch and all the staff behind the scenes that have done such a great job with this show. This is a moving parts show. As much as the actors are moving, the props are moving, and props needing to be in place and get cleaned, the stage needing to be cleaned in between acts, all that stuff. So many people working so darn hard just to give you a great show, everybody.
Yeah, and a big shout out to their set construction team. The set looks amazing. It's completely transformed from previous sets. I was very impressed with how it looked, and it just sets the scene so perfectly for this show.
I've been doing shows at WRCT since the late 90s when our theater was a part of the library, McMillan Library. And I've never done a show that didn't have a great set. They've all been good. But there's something about the last couple of seasons where the sets feel very 3D. They feel very
like... They kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah. Like you want to engage with these as an audience, let alone as an actor on the set. It makes it that much more believable for us as actors, for the audience, which makes it that much, you know, hit home that much more.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun to see these. And a good shout out there. The Odd Couple again hitting the stage. Join our friend Seth. Of course, we got Tim in this. Moselle is there that you've heard on the radio. Our good friend Heather Sayers is a part of this production.
Yeah.
And so many other great people. Go ahead, support the arts. Enjoy yourself. Have a laugh tonight or tomorrow or Saturday. Enjoy all these shows. Every one of them is going to be different. So take them in. The Odd Couple hitting the stage tonight at the WRCT Theater that is right in the Centralia Center. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org, or you can just go ahead and stop by and get them the day of. Encourage you to do that. Also want to encourage you to be a part of these things. Auditions for Miracle on 34th Street, their holiday show. Those auditions are coming up next Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th at 6:30.
Yeah, and this is a big cast.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that, Melissa, because this is one of those ones where if you are looking to be on the stage and maybe don't want a big part, holiday shows tend to be a really good one because they do usually have a big cast, and that means, you know, characters that don't have as many lines.
Right, or may not have any lines.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's all ages, too. I believe that they need cast from young kids to, you know, as old as you want to be on stage. I think that Susan Edgren is directing this show. And she, if you haven't had involvement with theater, she is an awesome first director to have because she has the knowledge and will give you the guidance that you need to feel comfortable on stage.
Yeah, she's really one of the best directors you could have for a first show. She really is. And you're right. And Susan's directed me a bunch of times, and I've always gotten better every time I've worked with her, and I'm a pro. So let alone anybody out there who just wants to get their feet wet, give it a shot, see how it is. It's not, you go to the audition, you don't like it, that's okay. That's fine. You go there and you enjoy it, we'll see you again and again and again and again, because that's how this works. You get involved and you can't help yourself. Miracle on 34th Street auditions coming up Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th at 6:30. And also wanted to mention that our Friends and Family Plan, the WRCT Silver Foxes Review is coming up. It's going to be a fun one, October 27th and 28th. They have multiple scripts involving family dynamics, love and hate, cooking in the kitchen and beyond, dark humor, persuasive arguments, arts and crafts. All kinds of fun stuff. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, the Silver Foxes shows are great.
They really let their hair down and just have fun with those shows, you know? And WRCT's annual Halloween fundraiser dance party coming up October 29th. They're going to have dancing, costume contests for all ages, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of Halloween fun. This will go on at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater at Centralia Center Riverwalk. It's going to be fun. You can find out more information and get tickets at wrctheater.org. And again, while this is a lot of fun, it's also a fundraiser. So help us support the arts and keep a great local theater alive by attending a great fun event like this or any of these things we're talking about.
And aren't they going to have Beetlejuice as the DJ?
That's darn right. You got DJ Beetlejuice down there.
Awesome.
Have the witches there as well. A big shout out to everybody involved in this. That's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm looking forward to talking with you more about this, Melissa. Well, I just want to touch on it real quick. The show's not coming up until next month, but all the ways to say I love you. This is a one-woman show being done by our own Melissa Kay and directed by Michael J. Leskowski. It's a powerful performance. It is going to be performed in our studio theater that is right kitty corner to the main stage. And this is not the first, but one of the earlier shows in there. We, of course, had Constellations last year with Mystique doing. And a shout out to Mystique and a great job by her and the performers in that one.
Yeah, that was a wonderful show.
These are not easily done. I've only done one of these in my life, and it may be the only one I ever do. Because as much as insane as I am about acting, it is not easy to do. And
it's daunting.
It really is. But at the same time, it is so rewarding and so freeing. And I promise you, Melissa, after doing this run, you are going to be that much stronger, that much more more confident of a performer.
Okay. Can you remind me of that, like every day between now and the 18th of November?
I will. I will be. I will be. I'll be cheering you on. One of your biggest fans over here. This is a fun show. What made you want to do this particular show, Melissa?
Well, I didn't choose the show. You could say the show chose me. In that Tim Young, executive director, had recommended a couple actors for this show to Michael, the director, and he met with us. And so it wasn't your traditional audition, but I expressed interest, and he chose to cast me in this show, which I'm grateful for. Right now, we'll see if I am in another couple weeks. we're working remotely on this because he's in Appleton and I'm, over here in Abbotsford. So we're working on this on the airways and bringing it together. The idea that Tim has with these theater productions in the studio theater he wants to do more theater for theater lovers. So these are going to be edgier pieces. These are going to be pushing the boundaries of what theater does. And so people that want to come to these shows should be prepared for a little more edgy material, racy language. You want to make sure you know what you're coming to. But this is also just showing humanity at what it means to be human, really. The struggles, the things that we deal with in our own heads that you often don't portray out to the real world because, you obviously want to put your best face forward every day. But there are things that we need to talk about and deal with, because there are things that happen in real life.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really impactful show, and I cannot wait to take it and cannot wait to see it. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. But you can get your tickets. You can get tickets for all of these events or find out more information by going to wrctheater.org. It's wrctheater.org. And just real quickly, again, want to touch on just one last time, encourage everybody to take in the Linda Ronstadt Experience tonight at the Performing Arts Center from 7:30 to 9. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. That's SavorTheArts.com. Support the arts. Support local. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We've got a Danny Wright story coming up for you right here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Mel and James here with you. Hope you're having a great day out there. Melissa, I don't want to ask a personal question here. I'm not trying to, you know, pry or anything, but have you ever tried a dog treat?
Maybe when I was a kid, on a dare or something like that, but no, not on purpose.
I can't say I ever have either. I do have a very good a very good friend of mine who we got done playing a big game of basketball. He was beat, and he was just looking for something to chew, just a snack on. And we went into a store we weren't familiar with. He grabbed this treat. We're in the car driving home, and all of a sudden, pull over. What? He was just gnawing on these dog treats. The package, in his defense, the package looked like it was built for like teenagers. It was designed, all this and everything. I had never seen this product or this company before. So in his defense, he didn't even know it was coming. But I think most of us have heard stories or people that have eaten a dog treat before or something like that. And then there is this kid, a 13-year-old near Houston named Jonathan, who was supposed to be packing for a camping trip, but instead he decided to annoy his mom by standing next to her while chewing on a dog toy.
Okay.
He was making it squeak, and she told him to stop. And then she told him to stop, and then he told, and she wouldn't, and everything. So she tried to grab it, and that's when Jonathan ducked to get away, and while he was ducking, accidentally swallowed the noisemaker.
Oh, no.
The little white squeaker in the toy got lodged in his esophagus, and he could still breathe. But every time he did, it made the dog toy sound.
Oh, no.
And it was even louder and funnier when he laughed. Which they found out, because it was hilarious. They realized he could breathe and, you know, he was okay,
right,
and stop stuff.
Freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately, every mom in the world knows how you react.
Right.
Do I get dislodged? Do I take him to the ER? What goes on? His mom took him to the ER, and even though even they thought it was funny, there's a video of a nurse trying not to laugh, and it's hilarious. And his mom says pretty much all the other doctors and nurses stopped by his room to see in person that this actually happened.
Yeah, you got to see that one, because you're never going to believe it.
If I was a nurse, if I was a doctor, any of the above at this ER, I would be calling everybody that wasn't at immediately having to do what they're doing there. You got to come over, because nobody would believe me. No, nobody's going to believe that this happened. You're like, you got to see this. You got to.
Absolutely.
They put him under to get the squeaker out with a scope, and he's okay. He's actually excited, because now he's a TikTok sensation. He's famous.
Right. Of course.
Hopefully this does not encourage others to try doing things like
this.
No,
please don't put things into your esophagus.
This is not the kind of fame that you necessarily want.
No. Nor the emergency room bill.
Right. Yeah.
That would come with it.
And let's make sure everybody, kids, know that part of it, because anybody even thinking about doing this, I would hope that would be the thing that would stop them.
Well, you know, and also the possible chance of getting it lodged, not being able to breathe, and then dying.
Yeah.
You know, you don't come back from that.
Nope. Nope. I'm glad they shared this, though. That could be a moment that is embarrassing and you may not want to, but I'm glad they did, because that is hilarious. One of our favorite things to talk about right now is hockey. And if you've been listening to me for a long time, that's been the case for a long time. But it's different now, everybody. It's different. because now we have it in-house.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we've been covering Wisconsin Badger hockey for years, and we're proud to, and we'll continue to. But we're also really proud to have some local hockey to cover, and that is our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Wis Country 105.5 WIRI, your favorite station to listen to when Melissa and I aren't on the radio. is the home of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. And we're so proud of this, so happy for it. And we want to continue to help the Kings build hockey up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And how part of how we're going to do that is getting you in arena. We want you there. If you have never taken in a hockey game, if you don't know much about hockey, if there is one way to get into, get just dive in and really enjoy it, go to a hockey game. I almost promise you, you will leave loving the sport. I will say it's my favorite sport to watch live in person. I literally grew up watching it from a very young age, watching my father play hockey. It's so exciting. It's so fun. It's so engaging. And even if you don't know the sport that well, you get a real quick lesson and really get to understand the sport so much better when you're seeing it in real time. It's easier to follow.
It's a fast-paced game.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got an incredibly good team at the River Kings. So also kind of nice to go see hockey and see some good hockey.
Right.
Join our Kings as they build hockey up and down the river, and we're going to send you there to do it for free right now. We got two tickets. You want to call up right now and win them? Just call up and give me one of your favorite River Kings players or a River Kings player or something like that. Call up and give it to us at 424-2600, and you'll win these tickets to see your Kings. You can also get tickets at riverkingshockey.com. Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things going on with your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll get Melissa's news, and we'll come back with a winner and some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, 9:40 on the clock. Having some fun getting ready for our All Hallows Eve here.
It's the Western Halloween.
Yeah. Big shout out to Seth out there. Nice work, Seth. Love these bumpers.
Yeah.
Got a great one. Good story here coming to us from the Good News Network, Melissa.
Okay.
Want to send a shout out to Andy Corbley, who did some great reporting on this one, and encourage you to check this out. We won't go through the entire article, but I do encourage people to check it out again at goodnewsnetwork.org. In Indonesia, small-time fishermen are being paid as part-time ocean cleanup crews as they seek to tidy the seas and raise awareness among stakeholders. That at the same time, the Ministry of Fisheries announced on October 4th they had stashed around 70,000 or 1 billion rupa, with which to pay fishermen for any plastic trash they recover from the oceans.
Nice.
Many countries around the world are setting environment or climate goals for themselves. One of the largest contributors of ocean-going plastic waste, Indonesia, is looking to shake off that reputation by spending $1 billion over the next 3 years to reduce plastic entering the oceans from the shores by 70%.
Hmm. Wow.
If an Indonesian fisherman working off the main islands can collect 4 kilograms of trash per day, the government will pay out around $10 for it, which is slightly more than they would get if they spent their day catching fish to sell it at market price. So for every 4 kilograms, they're making $10. For many of the fishermen, especially in this area, that's more than a day's wages, if not, you know, at least a profitable turnaround as opposed to even just fishing.
Well, because they're pulling in fish and plastic waste in their nets. They have to be.
And I gather that a lot of people know this already, but so I'm not trying to, you know, mansplain this to anybody out there. But for those that don't know, these humongous nets catch more than fish. More times than not, they are bringing in some of the plastic and everything. Mm-hmm. So why not keep it on the ship and trade it in for some cash?
Get it out of the water.
Yeah, yeah. This activity is very simple, Saketi says here. At least this will raise awareness among the stakeholders at sea and the people around the world. The most important thing is preservation. If we can properly conduct prevention is the most important thing. If we can properly conduct prevention, then there shouldn't be any waste in the sea, because once the trash gets to the sea, then it's already damaged. It's as simple as this. The more we're taking out, if we're not putting in as much as we used to, hopefully there will be less plastic in the sea.
Yeah. And less, then less past plastic in our food supply as well.
And in our water. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, this is something that we're going to dive more into, and I didn't mean to say it that way. We're going to get into this with Representative Shankland in just less than a half an hour from now, talking about water quality in our state and this new grant program that is out about it. But, I mean, this is something the whole world needs to get in on, not just us in Wisconsin, not just us here in America. The whole world needs to get in on this. You and I, especially, Melissa, have taken any chance we get to call out countries or companies that are not doing anything to preserve the world to make it better. So got to give a shout out when they're doing things like this.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that there isn't work to be done. Doesn't mean that, you know.
Oh, no, because there's more work to be done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it is noteworthy. It is really interesting. I like to think, because I feel like we got to get better about this as a society, of being able to think and walk at the same time.
Balance the good and the bad that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like if you take a moment to appreciate the good things or appreciate a story like this, like you're taking lightly the other hardships that are going on. You can do both. You can
do both.
Yeah.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. It isn't that hard. It's not that difficult. We'll take a break. We will come back and have some more fun. We'll take it right to the top of the hour with some good stories and some more fun and information. And we'll tell you what's coming up here at the station. All that on the way for you right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here to take it right to the top of the hour. We're at 10:06. We're going to welcome in our guests for Morning Magazine for the day. In part one, we have Representative Katrina Shanklin joining us.
Nice.
And in part two, Matt Lippert, agricultural agent with the University of Extension, Madison Extension. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a couple of great conversations there.
Good information.
A little bit later today, you will have, of course, as you've heard, our commercial breaks and Melissa and I touch on the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has rescheduled its potential final hearing. That'll be today at 1:00. Our coverage of it will begin at noon. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. And a little bit later on today, join us for the Jim Leonard Show. Coach Leonard, of course, your head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Join us about 6:05 today, as he does every Thursday. Coach Leonard just had his first head coaching gig this past weekend. I want to hear how that went. I want to hear what he's doing to prep for the next one, what he learned, and what he can do, what that worked from last week. It's going to be fun. If you're a Badger fan, I would think that it's an exciting time because you not only seeing what this coach is made of, and if you have your next future head coach here, but also the team seems to be really listening. Like they came out the gate, you know, heavy last Saturday. So should be a good one. Should be a good one. And of course, we are covering your Badgers every game of the Wisconsin Badgers football season. Going to be right here this Saturday. Our coverage will start at 1:00 as your Badgers travel upstate to Michigan to take on the Michigan State Spartans, going to Spartan country up there.
Right on.
I would say this is a good story of the day for Taco Bell lovers out there. Starting today, the nacho fries are back at Taco Bell for a limited time. They've been selling them periodically ever since they debuted in 2018. They also brought back this past March. They weren't for very long, though. Some locations were running low within the first 2 weeks. They've also gotten a new fancy version that comes with black truffle hot sauce. They're loaded truffle nacho fries, they're called.
James, you really can't tell me any Taco Bell news that's going to thrill me unless you're telling me the seven-layer burrito's coming back.
Well, this is where I was going to say, Melissa, this is a good story of the day that is wrapped up in a burrito of a bad story of a day, because I'm sorry, Mel, they are not bringing it back yet.
Don't.
Yeah. One of these days, we'll get them.
I don't know. I'm losing hope.
Have you ever tried to make your own of one of those?
I mean, not exactly, no.
I remember when I was a teenager, a friend of mine loved the Shamrock Shake.
Okay.
And she was obsessed with trying to make her own, and it went horrible. It could not have gone worse. It was bad. Towards the end, she was having me taste test them, and she wouldn't even try them. She wouldn't even. It's curious.
Yeah.
Got to get into some good stories of the day here. And one more joining us from the goodnewsnetwork.org. This is fascinating, Melissa. Down in Cairo, a supermarket is taking its produce aisle to a whole new level.
Okay.
A hydroponic fridge grows different kinds of lettuce right there in the store, ensuring that no one has to complain about freshness or travel distance.
Oh, cool.
You want lettuce? You want fresh lettuce? You're not going to get much fresher than literally grown in the store.
Wow. That's cool.
A hydroponic system is a way of growing certain plants in humid tubes without soil, supplemented with liquid fertilizer and nutrients. The system uses 90% less water than soil gardening and is perfect for fast-growing greens.
Well, and in a place like Cairo, they're in the desert. So they're using less water? Absolutely.
Hydroponic farms are becoming more and more common in built-up areas, creating indoor vertical farms stored in warehouses or rooftop gardens, even in large cities like Montreal. And I've touched on this before in Chicago in the high-rise that I was in. We couldn't have been in a poorer neighborhood, and we are one of the earlier high-rises to do something like this in Chicago, to have like a garden. Just have I wouldn't say it's like in the movies where the whole high rise was nothing but greens and everything.
That'd be cool.
It would be. This was in the early days of this, so it was just a couple patches here and there. But man, it was cool, and it had an impact on a lot of us as kids.
Well, and this is an exciting development too, because then they can be grown year round. It's not dependent on the weather outside to be able to grow fresh greens. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome.
It really is. It's one of those things too. One of the cool things about this article, one of the things they touch on, is the taste. There is no trade off. It's not as if one tastes better than the other, especially for people that didn't know any better. There's lots of people that are buying that have been buying this lettuce and just found out. It's not. It wasn't from a factory.
It wasn't grown in dirt.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. that's just really interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I wonder what this means for the future of farming in a positive. I don't see a negative here.
No, and especially for access to produce in cities where things have to get shipped in from the countryside, and that can cause a difficulty or an increase in price. If they can produce it right there in the city, like I'm thinking about this as how it's going to affect architecture and designing buildings.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you see some of this in other countries where they have like the outsides of their buildings or parts of their buildings are covered in green. Because guess what? Trees kind of help with, oxygen.
Let me write that down. The trees, plants. Oxygen. Okay.
It's important, and to increase our air quality. Wisconsin is struggling to have good air quality. I think we missed our mark again this year with that.
Yeah, we did.
So those things and being able to indoor air quality is something we've talked about quite a bit with everything that's happened over the last couple of years. Having more plants in your living space increases your air quality.
I don't mean to sound like such a homer, but I love the earth. I really do.
Yeah.
I've gotten really used to this place. It's comfortable. It's fun. I'm pretty cool.
I'd like to say who doesn't love the earth, but you know what? There's some people apparently that seem to not.
Yeah. Yeah. And this stuff is not a kick the can moment in our history. This is not a moment where we just go ahead and put it on the next generation or the next generation or something. That's what's been happening, and we can't be doing that anymore. More and more action
we're running
being
out of options.
Yeah, more and more action being taken like this is only going to help us. Is only going to and really, really solidify humanity's future, because that's what this is about. This isn't just about our grandkids and our grandkids' grandkids and all those things that you have heard a million times. This is about humanity. This is about keeping the human race alive. We can't do that if we don't got a place to hang out.
Yep. Kind of need that part. Oxygen to breathe, water to drink.
Floating around in the universe and in space sounds like, a nice relaxing, moment. But I don't think it's something we want to do, for eternity.
Maybe Tom Cruise wants to do it for a movie, but for the rest of us, it's not really feasible.
Yeah. Getting to some other good stories of the day. A kid in Illinois who'd spent his whole life in the hospital finally got to go home on Tuesday.
Wow.
His name is Francesco Bruno, and he'll be turning 3 in a few months. He has a rare condition called skeletal dysplasia that affects his ribs and keeps his lungs from developing. But he's in a spot now where he doesn't need constant medical care anymore, and all his nurses and doctors showed up to see him off, and he's had a lot of them over the 3 years. So
I imagine.
In fact, there was a doctor who had worked the night shift that stayed after, stayed longer, and then there was a couple that worked weren't even working that day that showed up just to see him off.
Oh, of course, I'm sure that they've become family to him.
Right, yeah.
With the amount of time that, I mean, he's lived there.
A single mom in Australia was living out of her car with her 6-year-old son and posted on Facebook asking for help finding a safe place to park and sleep at night. But instead of helping, a few heartless jerks responded with threats. One woman did step up to help, though. A therapist named Claire Orange invited them to stay with her in her home and also started a GoFundMe campaign. Just checked it before we went on the air today before 7. It's over $20,000.
Wow. Well, that's going to help them get into a home.
Yeah, yeah. I do believe that the GoFundMe is closed for now, but you can still look it up if you want and see. And yeah, that's the way you respond to these things. When these keyboard cowards out there, when these people who would never do anything and you know, face to face, but they have no problem seeming like a big powerful people online. This is how you respond to that. And the Animal Rescue League of Boston saved a 6-month-old kitten seen wandering down the street with a round glass light shade on its head.
Aww.
They named her Buzz Lightyear because it looked like an astronaut's helmet and everything. And, she'll go up for adoption next week. She's doing fine. She's okay. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of those rescue workers ended up adopting
her. Yeah. That often happens.
Stick around, everybody. We have an hour of great conversation coming up in part one of Morning Magazine. Representative Katrina Shanklin joining us. Katrina and I are going to discuss, we're going to put our focus on the new $10 million well grant program that is out there and tell you how you can take advantage of that. And in part two, we'll talk to our good friend Matt Lippert, UW Extension Zone agricultural agent. Looking forward to that.
And I'm disappointed, James, because I can't listen. I have to work. But this is going to be available on podcast, right?
Correct.
Awesome.
And I hope that work goes well, Mel. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You have a great day.
It's been fun.
Oh, have a good weekend, too, if I don't talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get to see you.
Sounds good.
Have a good day.
You too. Stick around, everybody. Got more coming up right here at, well, you know what, Beth, you tell them.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.